This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, March 24th. I'm Megan Lynch. Now that a House bill has passed both houses of the state legislature, the state taking back control of the St. Louis Police Department will move forward.
And for that momentous occasion, Governor Mike Kehoe intends to be in St. Louis to sign the legislation. However, he is not criticizing St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy or the Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore.
I'm a big fan of what Chief Tracy and Gabe Gore have done. I've said that multiple times. I'll continue to say that. We think this gives them additional tools.
Chief Tracy says the state taking back control is not going to change the department's mission. It is still to protect people. Governor Kehoe is expected to sign the bill Thursday morning at the St. Louis Police Officers Association office on Hampton prior to attending opening day ceremonies. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
More than a decade ago, former St. Louis City Mayor Francis Slay returned control of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department to the city. Well, the return of state control days away, does he agree with the move? Our Sean Malone tried to pin him down.
Do you think it's the right decision?
I think for the governor, he thinks it's the right decision, and what we need to do as a community, it's going to happen. So what we need to do as a community is make sure that we support the effort and continue to support the police. That's the main thing.
Do you think it's the right decision?
What I can tell you is that I support the governor. I support Governor Kehoe. He's the leader of this the state, and this is something he believes in. And what we have to do as a community is make sure, I mean, I know the governor is going to appoint quality people. That's going to be real important. And as a community, we need to make sure we support what's in place. And as a former mayor, as a citizen of St. Louis, I want to support the efforts that the governor has taken and the board that's going to be taking place.
It's 8:05. Another detainee at the St. Louis City Justice Center has died. St. Louis police report the man was found unresponsive in his cell yesterday morning. According to Interim Corrections Commissioner Doug Burris, the man was taken to SLU on Saturday but discharged to go back to the Justice Center. A toxicology report showed that the incident was not drug-related. Seizures were suspected. The St. Louis Police Department says the Force Investigative Unit is handling that investigation.
For some people, it would be a setback. It was like with Brian, it was like bring it on.
Cardinals broadcaster Mike Claiborne talking about St. Louis treasurer sportscaster Brian McKenna. Early Saturday morning, he was hit and killed by a car at Hampton and Nottingham in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood. Brian had a long history in St. Louis sports.
But yeah, he was with us. You go back to him, Jay Randolph Jr.,
yeah.
Bob Ramsey was there. I mean, there were a lot of people who were part of that first all-sports station, but Brian was one of the first guys in the door.
St. Louis police say the driver who struck Brian McKenna remained on the scene and is cooperating with investigators. Funeral arrangements are pending. Boeing isn't the only manufacturer expanding in the St. Louis area. There's a cooperative effort to make sure they've all got enough employees.
We've been intentional about building this ecosystem.
Greater St. Louis Inc. Chief Business Attraction Officer Maggie Coast tells KMOX they've brought together community college, technical schools, universities to focus on the skills industry needs. As we reported Friday, Boeing will get to build the next Air Force fighter jet.
Today's first star, a 2019 Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis native, and hometown hero, number 77, Patrick Maroon.
At the end of this season, St. Louis native and NHL forward Pat Maroon plans to retire. The 36-year-old has played in the NHL for 14 years. In 2019, he was part of the first ever Stanley Cup win for the Blues. Maroon made the announcement to former Blues analyst Darren Pang during Saturday's pregame broadcast on the Chicago Sports Network. And KMOX made history at midnight. That's when we started broadcasting on FM. This radio station turns 100 years old this winter, and now you can enjoy our news, talk, and sports in deep, rich FM sound. We also have a couple of lineup changes at noon. You can now catch the Gas House Gang live on KMOX, and then at 5, the Redbird Rush Hour.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.